Blog Talk Radio.
To Spiritual Connection Radio. This is actually our first radio show, and we're doing our launch this evening. I am Mark Rawson, spiritual teacher and healer, and I also have my host, co-host on the radio with me, Pamela Latour, who's also going to be with us. We have our special guest this evening from New York, Max Ryan. So I'm going to start by doing an introduction. Pam, go ahead and say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited about this program. It's going to be great fun.
Excellent. Before I introduce Max Ryan, it's such a great honor to have him on the show this evening for our launch. He's coming from New York City. And before I get started with introducing him and getting into the topics for this evening, we just want to mention that if you're interested in finding out more about the radio show, what the upcoming events are, because all we have our schedule listed until, I think pretty much until the end of January is listed on the website. You can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. That's www.spiritualconnections, that's with an S, radio.com. And I really am happy that everybody's joining us this evening for our first show. And, you know, with that said, Max, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, thank you so much, Mark and Pam, for having me on the show, and especially your first show. I feel honored, and it's just it's a great time to start new things in the world, so it's perfect for you. So I just wanted to say that right away.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. I have a good feeling about all of this. So thank you for having me on. So I guess I should say something about myself if people don't know who I am. I am a trainer and a coach, and I'm the creator and founder of MaxRyan.net. Very easy to remember, MaxRyan.net. Don't go to MaxRyan.com because there's some hot, sexy actor. So I'm the other hot, sexy guy. I work with people, and I have been working for many years with people, and my work all revolves around moving from an orientation in life from fear and competition and separation, and instead an orientation to love and cooperation and flow and peace. And I do that a number of ways. One of the main thing that I really, really teach people and work with people is the law of attraction. And I also work with something called the Course in Miracles with people. I have other things that I teach people too, but those are the main things that I work with people because those are the things that I really see help people to have breakthroughs in their life. To really start to get what they want in their life and start to really reduce the negative kind of results that they get in their life. So I teach them how to do that through the principles of A Course in Miracles and the Law of Attraction. And I'm just very honored that I've been able to come into this world right now to do this work because I feel like a lot of us are hungry for this kind of work, which is very opposite from a lot of what the world will teach us. So I'm really honored. So that's what I do.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, you know, before we get started on our topic for this evening, I want to actually sidebar for a second because I've had a chance to work with Max and do one of his classes. Max, can you talk a little bit about your angel classes? Because that's one I know I really enjoyed doing. I think it was probably about a year ago.
Yeah, it was probably about a year ago, and that is something else that I do. I do work with angels, and I have been, you know, working and teaching about angels in the angelic realm for quite a while, and it is a work that really helps us to shift our vibration, and everything is about vibration and energy anyway. So I work, I do readings, and I don't do as much of those now as I used to, but I do readings with angels and spirit guides, but the angel work I really have found has really helped many, many people understanding about vibration and about raising their vibration through working with the different angels, and it's really beautiful and wonderful work to do. I love doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when you've done these courses, because I know as a component to the classes, you also do conference calls and everything to do Q&A. What do you find out of all the classes that you taught when it's related to angels, what do you find is the most common, let's say, top two questions that people ask that they ask over and over again?
You mean in particularly with angels?
Yes.
With angels. Well, most people, the top question is, do I have angels around me? And that is for sure always a yes. It's always a yes because there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of angelic energies around us all the time and within us. And there's no separation between within and without. That's a metaphysical principle. But the angelic energies are always here to help us. And they're always there to just say, hey, listen, why don't you go this way? Why don't you do this? Why don't you meet this person? And so there's angels for everything. There's angels for creativity. There's angels for parking spaces. There's angels for math. There's angels for lots and lots of different things. So that's the first question is that are angels around me? And of course they are. And many, many traditions would say that, you know, you come to this world and this is more traditional Christian philosophy that says you come to this world and you have one guardian angel. You've heard of that before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes. You know, I believe that can be true, but on the other side, you know, really the Kabbalah says that you come to the world and you have 1,000 angels with you. So, you know, somewhere between 1 and 1,000, you've got them. So all of those, whatever it is, but I believe and I know because of my experience is that everyone, I believe, has what we would call a guardian angel, one main angel that's with them all the time. But you can have lots of angels around you, and at different times in your life, you have more of them that are around you. But so that would be the first question. The second question is, well, how do I contact my angels? How do I use them, or how do I get them to help me? Well, the main thing with angels is that angelic energies are a vibration that we need to connect with. And so of our conscious mind, of our ego mind, we're not at that vibration. So we have to literally, some people say we have to ask for it, but we have to be open to that vibration coming into our existence or our reality. So that other way, that other question really is how do you do it, is you ask. You ask and you be open and you say, I'm ready. I'm open. Please, you
like
know,
that.
Do this. So what do you say,
lovely.
Pamela?
I said that's lovely. Can you tell me something about being sort of feeling the victim of life? You know, you turn on the news, you feel that there's nothing you can do about this war. There's nothing you can do about whatever the situation is, the tragedy, the problems that you hear on TV and on the news. Is there anything that you can do to make yourself feel like less effective life, less at the effective life, by sending angels to help with situations?
Well, yeah. So that's a very, very, very big question that you bring up. The main thing that I want everyone that's listening to know is that we are experiencing in our life what we are vibrating. That's it. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that sounds can sound harsh, and it can sound a little like, whoa. But ultimately, if we plan, if we do want to walk a real mystical path in this world, we have to realize that the world is the effect and we are cause. We are part of God, and God is part of us, but we are creating all of the perceptions of all those things in our life. So we have to take responsibility, first of all. That's so important if we want to shift our life from being a victim to a victor. It's huge. It's just huge, because if we believe that the world is doing something to us, and all that stuff is out there, it has nothing to do with me, you can never change. You can't ever change, and you can't ever change the world. That comes back to what Gandhi said. We have to be the change we want to see in the world. And we do that by heightening our awareness, by knowing what's going on inside of us, and taking responsibility. And responsibility is a word that sounds negative, it sounds heavy, but it's really just your ability to respond. And when we're talking with about angels, it really, what I just said comes into play here. You go, wait a second, I don't have to, first of all, we're never doing anything alone, because there's all energy around us to help us and guide us all the time. So you take the responsibility to say, okay, I'm going to choose something else. I'm going to call in an energy. If it's an angel, if it's a spirit guide, or if it really is the divine itself, to just be more aware of that. So that's what I would answer to that question. Does that make sense, Pamela?
It does. It does. Thank you. Yeah. One more question that sort of connects to this, I hope, is that, is there a conscious mental connection, or literally conscious awareness, between you and your angels without really any effort?
You mean, say that again. I need you to say that again. I need to hear
what
that again.
What I want to know basically is you've got these angels around you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an awareness or a consciousness that exists, maybe on another dimension, maybe on a mental level, where you can direct angels? They know what you're thinking. You know, you can feel them with just a little attention. I guess
mm-hmm.
that's what I want to know. Can
yes.
you direct angels based on just attention?
Well, yes, and the way that we do that is that we have to calm down the ego. We have to calm down the ego mind that's going crazy, that we have to calm that down so we can listen, so we can feel. The vibration of angels is very, very high vibration. You know, it's sort of like we're at a low vibration because we're in this body. The
mm-hmm.
angelic realm is very high because it's very, very close to the divine energy. And when I say
mm-hmm.
high, it really means deep. It's the deeper, 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 deeper part of ourselves. And we can only get to that deeper part of ourselves by practicing letting go of what our mind is telling us and feeling the divine within us. And once we start to do that, we start to go, whoa, I feel an energy. Oh, I see something. I do that. And, you know, some people automatically have that easier. Some people don't.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
I think so. Is that what you mean
about
by
consciousness?
Is that what they mean by the authentic self, someone
yeah.
that is very close to their essence?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. Your authentic self, who you really are, not what you think you are, not the labels that you put on yourself, not all your thoughts that are going on in your head. It's beyond all of that stuff. It's beyond all that.
Mm, that's incredible. It's interesting. I'd like to share with both of you an experience I had. I don't know if either of you are familiar with the Landmark Forum, but I had actually attended it in Denver last weekend, and probably one of the most powerful things that came out of that weekend is a statement that says, you truly are in your own personal power by owning all the things in your life that work and do not work.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about responsibility. your ability to respond. We've got to take that. If there's one thing that I want to say over and over and over to my clients, to everyone that can hear within 5 feet of my voice, is that we are responsible. We are responsible. It's not that there's some, you have a curse on you or something outside of you is being evil towards you or whatever. It's us. We have been created in the likeness and the image of God. We're not God, but we have the creative abilities to create the world and create our reality exactly how we want it. We've got to get rid of this thought, this belief that something outside of ourselves is controlling us. So I think that I completely agree with that, Mark.
All right. Well, you know, with that said, give us a little bit of a summary of what we're going to talk about tonight. I know I put some of it up on the website, and we were looking at some of the key talk points for this evening.
Well, you know, there's quite a few things that I wanted to sort of start to address here tonight. And one of the, you know, I talk about the law of attraction a lot, and because it comes back to every single thing is about the law of attraction. And before I start talking about this, what I usually say with people is that, you know, you can shorten law of attraction to LOA. You know, you've seen that before. You've heard that before, right? So you can say, so what I always say is LOA or GOD, it doesn't make a difference to me. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Law of attraction and God are the same thing because they're law. It's a law. I remember I recently heard this interview with Caroline Meese, who I just love, and it was on Oprah, and she said, how do you define God? And she thought, and she really took her time, and she said, law. And she went on to say, because there are certain things in the world that are a law. You know, the law of karma, the law of gestation, the law of balance. There's a law, but God is law. It just is. It is what it is. When we go against the law, that's why things like the Ten Commandments have been written and all, you know, all the spiritual books that say, don't do this, which I don't agree with. But it's really telling us that if we stray from that path, we will suffer. We will feel horrible. Our life will not go the way it's meant to go. We were born to live in joy, to live in peace and love. That's it. That's who we are at source. So I talk about the law of attraction a lot because I think it's very important to understand it. So I was, you know, I think we even said, you know, talking about the law of attraction, how it's happening and working in every moment and how we can really work with it. And about, what was the other thing I said? We'll talk about how our feelings are so important with the law of attraction. And the other thing I wanted to point out, too, is we don't have to talk all about all these, but I'm just sort of like recapping what we talked about. Why, if you're a positive person, negative things happen to you. It's important. And because we walk around the world and go, I'm positive, and then we're in a car crash, and then there's a divorce, and then there's that. And so it's important that we understand that being a pretty positive person, at source we're all positive because we're only love, that bad things or negative things can happen to us. So.
And why do you think that is? That's an interesting topic.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. This is what I teach, and I know that this to be true.
Okay.
Because what happens with our life as we walk through the world is that we start, by the time we're probably about, you know, six, seven, eight, we start walking through the world and we start to have more of an association to pushing against things and saying, I'm not, and it's taught to us very early, too. No. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. And we subconsciously start to live that way. We start to say, I don't want to live in that kind of house. I don't want those kind of people around me. I don't want this. This feels bad. I'm not going there. I'm not. So we're push our energy is pushing away from things. So law of attraction is a totally unbiased, objective law. Remember what I said about law. And law of attraction, all it's doing, because we're creating all the time, it's giving us what we're focusing on. So if we're focusing on a subconscious level, on a conscious level, what we don't want, we get more of it. And we don't even realize that we're doing it. We go, I don't want those kind of relationships. I don't. I swear. And the amount of time that we subconsciously are giving to I don't want those kinds of relationships, and that compared to I want these kinds of relationships, law of attraction is giving us what we're focusing on, what we're looking at. And many times we're not even aware that our association in life is pushing against instead of going towards.
That's very interesting.
That's why it happens.
I see. So if you're walking through life and you believe that you're a positive person, but yet negative things are continuing to happen to you, are you saying that it's simply because of what the person is thinking about and feeling during the day?
Yes, what they're feeling about. What they're thinking about. One of the best ways to look at this, this is what I teach, and if you can really grasp this and start to really work with this one thing I'm going to tell you in your life, when I started teaching this, I started seeing more people's lives change. The best way to start to do this is to look at the words you're using. So if you are using words, thinking words, feeling words, talking words, and you're saying these three words, don't, not, and no, if you are saying those words, you're going to get more of what you don't want. So law of attraction is just going, oh, look, they don't want an accident. Guess what? You get an accident. I don't want to be scared. More fear comes. I don't want to be late. I get late. So from now, and here's what I say all the time, from now, your homework, from now to the rest of your life, everybody, is to eliminate the words don't, not, and no.
I love
that.
Yeah, I love that too. That's something so simple, but yet so it seems like it would be very effective. I'm going to try it.
Good. You know, what I tell people, say, you know, write one like a circle, write don't not know in the circle and put like the universal do not smoke sign in it. So you always go, oh, my goodness, I'm saying don't not know. How can – and here's how you change – you want to know how you change it?
How?
If you say, I don't want to be late, and you go, ah, Max said to say I don't want, how you change it is you say, so what do I want? I want to be early. Because when the words change, the vibrations change. When their vibrations change, your results change.
So,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does. I guess the question I have is how powerful is the word when you say I am? So if you do things like I am healthy, I am surrounded by people who love me.
Yeah, it's very powerful. You know, the I am presence is everything. That's everything. But here's the deal. You know affirmations? Have you all worked with affirmations?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have they always been successful?
No.
No,
I think affirmations don't carry the emotion. They're just words.
They are. You're right. You just touched on something I want to point out. It's so interesting because this is what – take this example. So an affirmation, you need to say it in the present tense. I am, and then you need to – it needs to be short and it needs to be very clear, right? Like, I am healthy and have a beautiful body. So
right.
if you're wanting to lose weight, for example. So you have a Post-it on your mirror. It says, I'm healthy and I have a beautiful thin body. So that's a good affirmation, right?
Right.
So what you're supposed to do with an affirmation is you're supposed to say, I am healthy, I have a healthy, beautiful body. And then you look in the mirror and you're 200 pounds overweight. What is the feeling that you get when you look in the mirror and see that and you're saying those words?
Well, it's like crestfallen. It doesn't connect.
It doesn't connect. You're so good. You're such a good student, Pamela. That's exactly right. It doesn't connect. So if I say I am healthy and have a thin body and I look and I don't, guess what? My subconscious goes, you're a liar. That's not right. Mm-hmm. You're a liar.
Exactly.
So the only time an affirmation works is when you believe it to be true or when there's enough belief that you go, I am wealthy. I am healthy. Mm-hmm. I do have that. That does feel right. So you don't. If there's an affirmation that you, that's why people go, I'm a millionaire, I am a millionaire, I have $1 million in my bank account, and then they keep looking and there's not, and there's not, and there's not, because it doesn't match the feelings. This is a feeling universe. It's all about our feelings, all about our feelings. So instead you say, I'm in the process of having a healthy, beautiful body. And then you go, that's right, I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
That is great. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't mind a quick story on my end, I have a 9-year-old son who, you know, I teach something very similar called the Keys of Life, which involves the Law of Attraction, and I, because he's heard this so many times, one day he was pushing my buttons and he said, you know, Mom, I don't believe in the Law of Attraction. I don't think you can create anything. And I said, why not? And he said, well, because you told me once that you wanted $1 million and you still don't have it. So,
that's good.
So I made him a bet. And I said, the reason I don't have $1 million is because I say to myself that I would like to have $1 million. I could feel that $1 million for just that second. And then I forget about it. I get distracted, and I have 50 thoughts that say I don't have $1 million.
Yeah.
And if I could just change that, I could bring myself to a point of focus where I'd have it. So I made him a bet that within 1 year I'd have $1 million. So send some positive energy my way, because
I love it.
I've got to win this bet with my 9-year-old.
That's a great story, and very, you know, I think that's so true. You're right on, Pamela. It's those 50 other thoughts that are saying don't, that have more energy than I do.
Exactly.
That's why I was saying it's about really learning how to start to really, in every moment, in every area of our life, always consistently going, oh, don't. Oh, what do I want? Keep going towards it. Keep going towards what you want. Keep towards that over and over. And it will happen. And you have to get to the belief of going, I am wealthy. There is $1 million. I get it. I get it now on that level. And you get it. And when you have it for a while, it starts to happen. So that's a wonderful story. I love it. So let's check in a year.
Now I really put myself under pressure.
You sure did. The contract you have with yourself. I love it.
Well, you know, what I said about distraction is really the issue for so many people, because they say, okay, this is what I want in my life. I can really feel it happening in this moment. And then they wake up in the morning and their vibration is lower than when they wrote the initial creation, so it doesn't feel real anymore.
That's right. Because
what,
they haven't.
What advice would you give people in that case? Life gets so distracting.
It does. But I'm going to come back to, we get what we vibrate. So you have to say, oh, wait a second. This is a lifetime work that we're doing here. This isn't a quick fix. This is a habit that we have to get into, and we do it over and over. And I'm telling you, like I said before, if you just really are aware of the don't, not, and no, you will start to see the results change in your life. So you have to be consistent, you have to be aware, and you have to know that it is, and you really have to know this. You've got to get doesn't matter to me how you get to this point, but you've got to get to the point that you go, this is a wonderful universe. Nothing is against me. Nothing is against me. I'm the only one in my way. That's it. And when you get to that point and you do this work, then it starts to So you start with the don't, nots, and no's. You start to become aware of what you're thinking all the time. When you get up in the morning, are you going, oh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, the kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, da-da. Oh, da-da. Da-da, 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 da-da. You have to stop yourself and go, stop. What is in front of me right now that's beautiful? What do I have? I have air. Ah, I like those curtains. Ah.
Gratitude,
and I'm telling you, it's as simple as that. But it's consistency. The key is consistency.
Let me ask you another question, if you don't mind. I hope I'm not taking too much time away from Mark's questions. But I was thinking today about Steve Jobs, and it came up in my head because I was thinking about appreciating the day. And Steve Jobs had this thing about what if today was the last day of the rest of your life? Today was mm-hmm. it. And how much your appreciation level goes up that much. And I like that, except there's also a level, the thought occurred to me that maybe he created the last day of his life by consistently thinking that way. What do you think about
that's interesting.
That?
Really interesting. Well, that can be true. That can be true because he keeps thinking about the last day of his life. So, I mean, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. But I would say that the vibration of appreciation and gratitude is much higher on a vibrational strength than mm-hmm. the last day of my life. So
okay.
I bet you, I mean, on some level, maybe he did. But even if he did, he was appreciating it the whole way.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay. Mark, I'll let you jump back in here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figure I'll just take a quick break for anybody who might have joined the show a little bit later in and just let everybody know you're on with Spiritual Connections Radio. And, of course, this is our opening night, so we welcome everybody that's on with us this evening. I have my co-host with me, Pamela Latour, and our guest from New York, Max Ryan. So with that, Max, I'll let you go back in and start into your next topic.
Okay. Okay. What have we covered so far? I guess, you know, one thing that I wanted to, you know, to talk about really, and this is just an emphasis of, well, I'm going to back up for a second. One thing I wanted to tell people is that our intellect and our mind is so powerful and it's so great, but it can get in our way. What I mean by this is that the law of attraction and the way that you become a creator of your own life is the most simple thing in the world. But we tend to go, what book am I going to read and how much more can I learn and what can I learn and all this other stuff. Some of that stuff helps, but there are basics of what you do. And everything that, you know, that I talk about, and we're probably going to cover a lot of the things that I talk about in my workshops and everything, I go into much more detail. But it's simple. It's so much simpler than you think. The mind will take us to this place of like, well, I've got to get there. The fact is you're already there. You just have to remove the blocks to already being there and already being in that flow of life. So that brings me to that topic of how the law of attraction is working all the time. There's no time at which it just goes and stops and it takes a break and you live your life. You're living your life. It's happening at every moment, right now and right now and right now and right now. That is why that example that I told you about looking at the curtains and going,
yep.
mm-hmm.
is so important. It's so important because if we catch ourselves getting into that monkey crazy mind, we can go, wait, stop, come back. And breathing is a great way to go, I'm back, what's in front of me? What do I have? What do I appreciate right now? And if you do that over and over and over and over again, it will change your life. So I want everyone to understand, you don't have to, you know, you can learn the basics. You can take a class from me. You can go to someone else. You can whatever. But, you know, I get this a lot from people. A lot of people, you know, study Abraham Hicks, which is fantastic and everything. But they're studying it and they're studying it and they're studying it and they're trying and they're studying it and they're trying. And it's like, stop studying it. Stop it. You just got to stop. You've got to get
start
the
being
Yeah, and you got to just start being it, because it's very simple. You have to know what you want. You have to look at it, and you have to allow it to come. That's it. That's it.
That's lovely.
But you have to clean up your negative vibration first. Because we have that negative vibration, and that don't not know, that exercise helps us to start to clean up the negative vibration. So you got to clean it up. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, speaking about exercises, I know you've taught A Course in Miracles for, 28 years, I think your bio said, a long time.
Yeah.
If you could sum up A Course in Miracles as far as, the benefits, a simple exercise to bring you to that level of gratitude, what could you give us?
Well, if people don't know what the Course in Miracles is, the Course in Miracles is a spiritual mind study program that was channeled through a woman 40 years ago. And it is a spiritual mind study that takes you from a relationship to yourself, to the world. And it's very much like how I introduce myself, from fear and lack to love and abundance and peace. And the goal of A Course in Miracles, he states in the Course in Miracles that the goal is your peace. So the Course in Miracles is very much, there's nothing in the Course in Miracles that's contradictory to Law of Attraction. It's the same thing. You train your mind to start to think, to have right thinking, which means come back to sanity, where the first lesson in A Course in Miracles is nothing I see is real. The second lesson is everything I see has the meaning I have given it. Just doing that starts to make your mind go, huh? What? That's weird. I mean, it really is, because we look at the election, and we think it means all this stuff and all this stuff. It's just an election. We have projected everything onto it of its meaning. We have to people, to events, to things in your house or whatever. So what the Course in Miracles tries to go, no. Actually, you've created the election. You've created it in your mind, and now you're putting it on the screen of your life, and you're seeing it played out there. We are source. The world is the effect. So as you go through the Course in Miracles, it is so meticulous in how it starts to shift your mind, and your mind starts to get more calm. And you start, and your vibration raises, and you know, and I can't even explain, it's beyond words. Something happens to you when you do the course where suddenly everything goes, oh, got it. So it can be very complicated. It can be a little bit, tough. That's why I always tell people when they're going to do the Course in Miracles, really, I don't ever suggest people doing it on their own, alone. Do a group. Find someone like me, so someone, that knows it, that can go through it with you, because it will, and it brings up all your stuff. It'll bring up the ego a lot, and you have to work with it. But if it's something that calls to you like it called to me 28 years ago, I went, and I had worked with, I had been Catholic, I studied Buddhism and Zen and Mormonism and Wiccanism, and I've just studied everything at that point, and then this came, and I went, got it. For me, it worked really well. So, yeah. It's a long answer, and that's a tough question, but the goal of the Course in Miracles is peace, your peace. And
that's a wonderful answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I think one of the interesting observations I've always made is how often I'm not present. Often do most of us either spend a lot of time in the past or a lot of time thinking about what we want in the future, that we totally miss out on what's currently in front of us. Like what you had said earlier, Max, where you said, taking a look and being in gratitude about what we actually have in our lives right now, living life now, not that I'm going to do something tomorrow or life is going to get better if I get another job in 6 months, or if I get into another relationship, it's going to be better. It's all about living life right now. What are we doing right now?
Exactly.
You know, and being in gratitude for what we have.
Totally. You know, I have this, I recently, last couple months ago, I created this thing called Manifest with Max, which are 5 videos that everyone can go to manifestwithmax.com, and they're law of attraction tips. They're little short videos. It's free. Anyone can just sign up. It's great. But one of the things when I was thinking about, what are these little nuggets I want to give people that I can just give in a couple minutes? And one of them that I had to put in there is to sort of blow the myth that law of attraction is about getting something or getting somewhere else. The most important part about law of attraction, and this sounds counterintuitive or it sounds strange, is that you have to realize first that being now is the most important thing. It's right here, because everything is about, if I just think about the car, I'll get it. If I think about the thing, I'll get it. If I think about what the job, I'll get it. And that is true, but energetically, we are only in the now. So stay in the now and start creating in this moment, in this moment. It's very astute of you to say that, Mark. And most of us are walking around, myself included, going, whoa, look at me living in the future for the last 2 days. Whoa, look at me living, you know, or living in the past. So,
true.
And the future comes so much faster if you just stop and be now and stop worrying about getting there.
It's just like the exercise that you just said, nothing I see is real, from the Course in Miracles. If you, you know, wanting something in the future and beginning to manifest it with the law of attraction is one thing, but releasing it is another, because I think if you pull too hard, it pulls away from you. And the whole concept of nothing I see is real seems to make a lot of sense in terms of balance.
Yeah. It does. It does. And it totally brings you back to the moment. And you go, wait a second, that's not real.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. That's a really cool observation. You're right. You can see that for sure. And we really have to know that. We have to know that it isn't about getting the stuff. It's not about doing. It's about, you know, I heard something the other day that I thought was so brilliant, and I'm not going to remember right now, but it was something about the difference of creating and whatever. But the point is that, you know, we're just here to keep creating. We're here to keep creating. Just keep creating, and that you can only create when you are living in the moment. You have to start somewhere. A lot of us want to skip the now to get to, okay, I'll skip steps A, B, and C, and I'll go right to D. No. You have to start here, right here. And then law of attraction kicks in, and it's like, oh, they're working on that. That's bringing them joy. I'm going to give them more of that. And then you go to E, and then you go to D, and then it flows. And then there's the whole concept about this trick of the mind that says, once you get there, you'll be happy. Once you get there, you're going to have the love of your life. Once you get the thing, you're going to do it. It's all such an illusion, because you never get there. My favorite quote in poetry is Gertrude Stein, there is no there there.
Ah, that's wonderful.
There's no there.
Yeah.
All now.
Can I ask a question about emotion? Because I noticed in your bio that you have some background in theater. Now,
yeah.
I know that when you're involved in the theater, the primary practice and the primary focus is to connect with your emotions, which in the law of attraction is the most powerful element. What could you give our audience in terms of little tips, perhaps, or some advice on how to stay in touch with your emotions, because people often don't even realize what they're feeling.
Yeah, you are so right, Pamela. It's really true, and I have to say, I think that one of the reasons that that I was drawn to acting as a very young person, and I acted for a long time in my life, was that it's about the emotions, and I had a connection with emotions, I think more than a lot of us do. But that being said, is that you're right. to start doing this work, you have to really be in touch with what your feelings are. What is it going on inside you? You know, one of the things I tell people to do is that as you're walking through your day, hear my voice in your head or whatever and go, yeah, what am I feeling right now? Max says I need to, like, start thinking about or feeling my feelings. Because a lot of times, as we're walking through the day, we're unconscious of our feelings. We're so disassociated from them. So just at any moment, go, what do I feel right now? And then you will be surprised. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. You go, oh, my God, I'm in fear. I had no idea I was scared. I feel joy. Why aren't I feeling my joy? And it's right there. Because we disassociate as a survival mechanism. We think. But the real survival mechanism is to stay in touch with it, to stay in touch with it. You know, meditation helps a lot, too, because meditation brings you, you know, that you start to sort of card catalog your thoughts and your feelings, and you start to have to be with yourself. And once you force yourself to say, I'm going to just sit down, and I'm going to feel these feelings, and I'm going to allow them to be. Once you start to do that on a consistent basis, you start to get, you know, then you start to work with the law of attraction and it starts to happen even more and faster. So I would say just, you know, that at random times, just say, what am I feeling right now? And then, because I'll guarantee you, you know, tomorrow you're going to think about it and you're going to stop and you're going to go, what am I feeling right now? And sometimes you go, I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know what I'm feeling. And sometimes it's hard at the beginning. But you will start to get in touch with your feelings more and more and more instead of what your mind's telling you you're supposed to be feeling.
I like that.
Wow.
Next. Next. Any other questions?
Yes, actually. I have lots of questions.
Awesome.
When you're walking through life, and I mean, sometimes you get up in the morning and you're right there. You know, you feel like you look at the creation that you're moving toward, and you feel that, and it moves into your body as though it's real, and you move through your life. But that doesn't often happen. Usually, you wake up and you start thinking about how you don't want to do things today, you're in resistance, things are happening that you feel like they're out of your control. And even if you have a good morning, sometimes you get in the car and you move out into the traffic and somebody pulls out in front of you and you feel the anger and the upset of the people around you, and life just gets very distracting. How would you suggest we focus and keep ourselves from being too distracted, or bring ourselves back to that focus where we can really hold a beingness and generate the vibration of what it is that we would like to have, but more who we would like to become?
It's great. It's a great question, and it comes up to me all the time. And I'm going to give you the short answer first.
Okay.
I heard this a long time ago, and I think it's true. And it's not literal, but it is literal. The answer to every single question is meditate. Any question you ever have in your life is meditate. And what that means is that the reason why we get thrown off of our balance is that we're not connected with our source. We're not connected with our source. We're more connected with our ego. So whatever you need to do, meditate and just say, and I'm telling you, you know, a lot of people have so much stuff around meditation, but really, once you start to do it, it becomes like your lifeline, and you can't not do it because you feel so off kilter. You feel like, God, it's a crazy world. Because when you meditate, you connect with your source. You're in your joy. You're in your flow. And when you're doing that consistently, you can pull out into the driveway and someone can, you know, pull in front of you or whatever, and you go, oh, bless them. Good for them. They're going to get there quicker. Good for them. You know, you don't have an ego reaction the way that you did before. So the short answer is to meditate. Now, meditate can mean doing A Course in Miracles, doing the lessons. There's 365 days of lessons. You sit down in the morning and you do it. You write, you journal in the morning to get in touch with your feelings. You read some material. You go on Facebook and listen to read some of the stuff that I write. That's all about, usually, about raising your vibration or connecting with yourself. You do whatever it takes to stay in that vibration. And it's different for everyone. Some people have to get in the garden every day. Some people have to run. I'm a runner. I need to run. That helps me stay. And so whatever it takes. One thing that I can tell you, too, is that, you know, everyone takes a shower. Hopefully everyone takes a shower, mostly one day. The shower is a great place to remember to think, this is my meditation time, because you're away from the world for 5 or 10 minutes. And so you can sit there and put the conditioner on your hair, let the, you know, the water go down you, and just breathe and be with yourself for that time. You know, you look at the shower as your meditation booth, and you just go, okay. And it's a great way to start your day. If you're not going to sit down, you know, cross-legged and shut your mind up, at least you can do that in every day in the shower for 5 minutes. That will start to change your consciousness.
That's a good tip. That's a lovely tip. One more question for you, referencing this distraction. When we are in joy, when we have something lovely happen to us, it seems as though it just moves through us. But when we get in an argument with a neighbor, or there's other issues in our lives, what negative issues that we're resisting, because you brought that up earlier, where you push against the experience. When you have those sort of experiences, they pop back up in your consciousness. And what do you do with them? When you've got, say you have an argument with a neighbor, and after the guy leaves, you start saying to yourself things like, well, I really should have told him, and then he would really know that I was mad, and you know, this sort of thing. You build it up in your body and in your mind, and then you forget about it. And the next morning you wake up and you get in the shower and you're not thinking about much of anything else. Guess what pops back in again? That upset. How do you handle that?
You decide that, well, first of all, you have to have the realization that you have a choice at all times. We always have a choice. The Course in Miracles says, you know, the power of your choice is the important power that we have is our ability to choose away from the insanity of the world. So, so you have to say, wait a second, stop, hold on. Do I want to be in this place? You have to say that.
Oh, that's good.
I want to
that's
be
good.
Here. And then you go. And as soon as you say that, your vibration will change. Sometimes, you know, the Course in Miracles, and you're sure you've heard this before, but it really comes from the Course in Miracles. Do you want to be right, or do you want to be peaceful? So ask yourself that question, and you say, well, I want to be right, or do I want to be... And sometimes, I guarantee you, you'll go, I want to be right. Because your ego's going crazy. And then, but no... that the law of attraction is checking in with you, that that's the way of the world, that's the way of the universe. And so if I keep choosing to be right, guess what? I'm going to stay in that crazy negative state. I'm going to stay in it. All you're looking for is a little relief from it and go, wait, I think I want to choose peace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As soon as you say that, your vibration changes, and that's all you're looking for.
Wow.
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 Thanks a lot, Max. And boy, I tell you, an hour goes quickly, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So, thank you, Max, for being here, and you know, for giving us all the different key points and everything like that. Before we leave for the evening, just tell everybody that's on about your website and about the sign up they can do and the free giveaway.
Sure. Everything that I do is on maxryan.net. You can find everything there. But I also, you know, just I have another, I mentioned it before, 5 videos. If they go to manifestwithmax.com, they just sign up, and they get 5 videos that are about law of attraction. I also have a sign-up thing on my page to get I have been working on a book for quite a long time, but excerpts from this book called The Magic of Life. And really, to, Facebook me and Twitter me and friend me, and I do all of that stuff too. So that's another way to stay in a good vibration. So I tend to want to do some personal stuff, but tend to always give people something to think about or something good to digest to raise their vibration. So go to maxryan.net or manifestwithmax.com.
Yeah, and I. You know, as I've been somebody who's actually taken part in some of your classes, everybody should know that all these things that he's offering, you can actually do from your home and do it remotely. So it's a really nice, and he provides a really nice environment for that. So thanks a lot for that, Max, and also
thanks
for being a guest on our show this evening.
Thank you. I had a great time, and I'm just honored to be your launch guest.
Thank you, Max.
Thank you.
It was lovely to talk to you. I had a wonderful time myself.
And I hope
our audience did, too. I'm sure
Pam.
They did.
Yeah, and thanks a lot for being on this evening also, Pam. Pam will be with us as my host / co-host for all the shows this year and going into next year. And it's great to have her with us. She has quite a bit of knowledge. We'll actually have my bio and her bio up on the new website probably the end of this week. We just launched the website last night. Because we wanted to have somewhat of some informational presence there. But we'll be adding more and more information to that website, like links to the archives for all the old shows, information about all the speakers in case you say, hey, what was that guy we heard from 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? You'll be able to go up to the website and actually look it up and see who the guest was and where the web links are and all that type of stuff. So it'll always be a great resource for everybody. And that website for everybody is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. That's spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we'll be adding more and more information to that as we build out that site over the next month or so. So anything in closing, Max?
No, but everyone, I would just I would emphasize being aware of your don't, not, knows, and also that to remember that you're just getting what you're vibrating. So change your vibration, you'll change your results.
Excellent. What a
wonderful coach.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you all, too. So, and I'm wishing you the best of luck with this show, and I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Excellent. So I'll say goodnight to everybody, and I'll give everybody the closing song in the last minute or two here so you guys can hear how we actually started the show in a minute. And I really appreciate everybody tuning in. And there is an email address on our website. We always welcome feedback. We are looking for guest speakers to come on. We are actually booking out at this point into March and April of next year already, which is great. A great problem to have, right? what is the words we're not supposed to use, Max?
Don't not know.
I love it. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and just give us the closing song. And I appreciate everybody being on. I send out lots of love and light and a message to everybody. Remember, you're never alone.
Oh.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Max.
Beautiful. All right. Good night, everyone.
life is but a dream.